So we have begun Lent. 40 days of misery. 40 days of opportunity. 40 days to grow closer to God. This is an exciting time. In fact, the prayers of the season speak of it as a joyful season. And most of the time we're not so joyful. As I was talking to someone in the diocese on the phone today, and I said, "How are you doing?" She says, "Well, I'm fasting." And I said, "Isn't it amazing how the fasting days seem to go so slow? Seems like the wrong name for what we do." But today we are looking at the season which is meant to help us to get close to the heart of Almighty God, to get close to Jesus Christ. And so we are supposed to look at our lives and say, where are the things that are keeping us from giving our hearts to God? What are the things that are keeping us from throwing ourselves into the arms of Almighty God's mercy? Of course, we look first at sin. This is an area where we need to look at and say, we need to break ourselves of this. And the first reading today says, "Rend your hearts, not your garments. Turn away from sin," that we break our own hearts from sin. Because so often, what do we see sin as? So often we see sin as, "I've broken the law." And that's not what sin is at all. God is not the great lawmaker in the sky. God is a lover. And what sin is not that we've broken the law, but that we've broken God's heart. Repentance is about mending that heart of Almighty God. It's about turning back and saying, "I want to heal this relationship." You know, so often I have people who come to me and they talk about how they said something or did something and they didn't mean it to be hurtful, but it hurt the people around them. And they're saying, "I don't understand how what I said could have done that." And they're, of course, broken from what they said or that they hurt someone, but they can't figure it out. And so often in our lives, in our spiritual lives, we don't know that what we do is going to hurt the heart of God. And that's why he says, "Well, here, let me lay it out for you. These are the commandments. These are the things that hurt your relationship with me." So that then we can avoid those things and we can turn back to him and say, "I'm sorry when we do those things." So it will no longer hurt the heart of God. The psalm today, "Be merciful, O Lord, for we have sinned." Be merciful, O Lord, for we have sinned, and we're called to break away from that sin. And God is merciful. He is so merciful. He washes us clean. So often, though, we look and we say, "Well, I have time to change. I have time to do this. I'll take care of this when I get older, when the kids are out of the house, when I finally get my life in order." And God says, "No. Now is a very acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." If we delay, we don't know that we'll have tomorrow. We have to mend our relationship with God here, now, today. The church gives us three different ways throughout this season in order to help us grow in that relationship with God. And we hear about it in the gospel today. Jesus talks about giving alms. He talks about praying. He talks about fasting. So these three things, almsgiving, prayer, and fasting, which help us grow into the heart of God, which help us clear out the mess that keeps us from giving our hearts to God. So what's the first part? Giving alms. What's with this mess? Well, you see, unfortunately, one of the things that we find is that money and things and possessions end up taking root in our lives and becoming our masters instead of us being the master of them. And so we see as the antidote to that is giving alms. It's charity. It's reaching out in love to others. So that that selfishness which holds on to our own can say, no, I will not be led by this. I will lead this. I will not be held bound by my checkbook. I will be the author and Lord over my checkbook. I will not hold myself bound to the things of this earth, but they will be subject to me. Ultimately, within the reign of God, of course. And so when we give alms, we're saying, I am going to give something that I have worked for. I have earned. And I'm going to give it away, not just because it makes me feel good to take care of someone else, but also because I need to be free from its grip and grasp on my life. I need to be able to reach out beyond myself to help others. So often when we give to charities, it's like, okay, what do I have extra? Instead of, what do I need to give in order to be set free? Over and over and over again, from Catholics and non-Catholics alike, I've heard so many people say, I love Pope Francis. Don't you love Pope Francis? I love Pope Francis. I do. And he has some very powerful things to say, but I think we like listening to the fun things and not so much to everything he has to say. One of the quotes that I heard recently, I says, I got to write this down. Real poverty hurts. Then he goes on and says, no self-denial is without this dimension of penance. I distrust the charity that costs nothing and does not hurt. No self-denial is without this dimension of pain. I distrust the charity that costs nothing and does not hurt. We've become very comfortable and we've set up wall upon wall upon wall to protect us. But if we don't give from our need, sometimes we're not really being charitable. Sometimes we're letting that hold on to us. I found in my own life that I've had to surrender over that part of my life into God's hands and say, okay, here. And there have been times I've been looking and saying, I'm not sure how much longer I'm going to be able to do this. My checkbook's getting lower and lower and lower. And then amazingly, God takes care of me. Can you believe it? God's actually faithful to what He says He's going to do. Who'd have guessed? But He does. When we are faithful to God, God is abundantly generous to us. And Jesus is saying, set yourself free by reaching out in charity, in love, to others who are in need.